So as we pray, and you're going to see the first portion that's going to be done is Miss Marion is going to be coming up, and she's going to be reading to us verse 9 after we've sung the song, Our Lord's Prayer. And she's going to begin with verse 9. She's going to speak verse 9 to us, and then she's going to do some other readings. And at the end, when it's time for us to pray, our prayers are to be lifted towards God in glorifying Him. I don't want you to pray for a person. I don't want you to pray for a thing. I want you to pray a prayer of glorifying God. Because one of the things that we often do is we forget to glorify God. We take our requests to Him, but we forget what He is or who He is and how great He is. Marion asked me earlier about El Shaddai. She said, what is El Shaddai? Well, I'm sure she's going to tell you. Okay, so I'm going to let that to her, because that is one of the realities that we find from Scripture. All through Scripture, the Hebrew peoples lifted praise to God, praising His name, because it is in understanding and praising His name that we come to the reality that we are praising a God who truly wants to hear from His people how much we love Him. And that's what I want you to do. In each section, there's a description of how you're to pray, what you're to pray. Now, for us as American Christians, we all wait until one at a time, right? This person prays, and then we wait, and then this person prays, and then we wait, and then this person prays. Well, today, I want us to pray as the Hebrews pray. Today, I want us to pray as unashamed people, that when somebody is speaking one thing, you can be speaking another. Because I hate to tell you this, God doesn't hear us one at a time. He hears us all together, and He can decipher all of it. Okay? I want us to bring a joyful noise unto the Lord, that from one mouth is being sung the reality of He is my mighty arm, He is my strength, my help, my portion. And yes, you can use that if you'd like to. And from another, He's hearing that He is my sustainer, my grace, my comforter. Okay? Those are the things that I want you to lift. And just this first one. The rest of them you're going to have to figure out as you look at what's being spoken to us in the verse of prayer. Some of it we're going to speak aloud. Others is going to be silent because they're very personal. And during those times of silence, it's going to be in a time of silence, okay? I'm going to pull the clock out up here and set it, and whoever the person is who is leading that silent time, you let us be silent for at least 10 minutes, okay? And if you need to get off your chair and turn around and get on your knees and pray, that's what you do. This is a time of prayer. Yes, we're going to praise, but we need to be in prayer, serious prayer, for a nation that is hurting and going to hell, for a nation that is running amok and doesn't even know that it's on the wrong road, for a nation that is wanting something and they don't even know His name. So today, I welcome you to our day of prayer and praise service. And now I'll turn it over to our first reader as we come before our Lord in prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we lift our eyes toward Your throne where You reign in righteousness. Your word assures us that when Your people cry out in sincerity and humility, You will never turn a deaf ear to us. We call upon You now, seeking Your forgiveness and favor. Look over this fevered landscape and heal us, Lord. Drop knees to the floor and raise eyes to the sky, for we know where our help comes from. Unite these states again in devotion to You and blur every dividing line. Do not give us over to our sins. Give us instead over to passionate prayer that moves Your heart. May Your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in You. In the name of our Lord and Savior, amen. And I'm going to read from Psalm 18, verses 46 through 49. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From violent men you rescued me. Therefore, I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name. As we go into our time of prayer, there were just praising the Lord and with descriptions of him and his goodness to us. We just sang, "Great is the Lord," and "Great is the Lord, he is holy and just." There's so many things just in that one song that we can praise him. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are El Shaddai, you are God Almighty. You are my rock, you are my deliverer, you are my sustainer. We praise your name, our Father, because you are worthy to be praised. Your name is holy, you are holy and just, and by your power we are loved. We praise you because you alone are worthy of our praise. Amen.
Verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I will be reading Matthew 3:2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. And Luke 17, verses 20 and 21. Once, on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst."
Instead of being that quiet, bashful, we bow our head and pray over our meal and then we go to it. But if we literally raised our hands and said simply, "Father, thank you," we are a nation that has stopped praying. We need to be a nation that gets back to the reality of prayer. So I challenge you today, as Brother Bob comes up here to bring our next portion, that the next time you're about to pray over your daily bread, whether it be at home or in a restaurant or at a school function, that you raise your hands and pray.
For today's scripture reading, I'm going to be looking at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. And I'm going to be starting with verse 18. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep on there just a little bit. Pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. The power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and he seated him at the right hand of the heavenly realms, far above the rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but in the one to come. And God placed all things underneath this Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen. And with that, what a beautiful scripture to go into the prayer for the world today, for the needs of our community, for the nation, and for all things. And with that, I will start us off going into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come into your mighty presence today because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Lord, we know that you are in charge of all things. Nothing happens under the sun or in the heavenly realms without you knowing that and without you letting it pass. So, Father, at this time, we come before you and we repent individually and we repent as a nation. And Lord, we know we messed it up. And Father, we ask with a sincere heart that you have mercy on us. and you have mercy on our generations today. And Lord, regardless of what our forefathers did in the past, Father, we're coming to you and we're asking that you have mercy on us as a nation, as a people. And Father, we want to raise you up and we want you to take back this nation. We want you to be in charge of the United States of America and into the whole world. And Father, we know what a glorious, what a glorious bliss that would be. So Father, we're asking you to take your rightful place that is over this United States of America. Our forefathers had you there, and Lord, I don't know what happened, but Father, we want you to come back. We want you to be in charge of our nation. We want to be one nation under God. And Lord, we want this prayer to continue into all the world. And Father, we know that you have blessed us beyond our comprehension. And Father, I've asked your forgiveness because a lot of times we forget about these blessings. But Father, we can be the blessing into the entire world as long as we give you all the glory and all the honor. So Father, with that, I'm going to open the prayer up for all those here today to lift up your name.
You would pour out upon Sister Sherry that she would hunger once again, not only for you, Lord, but truly for the physical food that her body needs to heal. Lord, pour out on her as we stand in faith and in agreement to the word that your word says, whatever you loose on earth, so too shall it be loosed in heaven. May it be loosed now in the name of Jesus Christ, that her body would hunger again for the food that she needs to be strengthened unto thy grace and glory for thy name's sake. Lord, we continue to pray for this community, the New Covenant Christian School, that you would grow them up, that you would use these teachers, use this facility, use these administrators to bring forth a grace that is greater than the knowledge of our world, which is what's sought here, but it's underlined, it's undergirded, it is wrapped around the love of Jesus Christ, for he is true life, he is knowledge. Father, your word says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. And may it begin there because, Lord, we know it's going to end there. May you continue to use this school as they are a blessing to us. May it be a blessing unto our community to be a place where youth can come and know that you are God and that you have wrapped all things up. You are in control. You are our maker, our creator, our sustainer.
Heavenly Father, we do come to you, pleading to you because we have nowhere else to go. So Father, at this time, as we align ourselves with, I don't know, millions of people across America, throughout the world, Father, this National Day of Prayer, we're asking, Lord, that you pour out your Holy Spirit and you cause a revival of the nations, starting right here in Lebanon County and just flowing out through. So, Father, we ask that you revive us. You pour out the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our hearts, in our families. And, Father, we ask that you intervene, Father. We don't want to be in charge. We want you to be in charge. We want to be under your charge. So, Father, we ask that you take control from this point on and you lead us. And, Father, we know that we will be in a good place. So, Father, as all the prayer requests that I've listened to, that, Lord, we want you in charge of our leaders. And, Father, if they will not stand underneath your authority, we ask that you replace them with God-fearing people. We do ask this in your holy name, Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we have the elections coming up in the near future, Father, we ask that you raise up Christian men. You raise up Christian leaders, ones that are seeking your heart first, your glory first. And Lord, we know that you will add all things onto them if they seek your glory first. and give you all the glory and all the praise. And Lord, we just thank you for being who you are, because we know one day you're coming back. We don't know if it's tonight. We don't know if it's 20 years from now. So Father, continue to give us strength, give us wisdom to maintain our Christian witness, our walk, as we want to spread the light to all the others, to the world, to this world that Satan right now is really getting a foothold in. But Father, you're stronger. And Father, as you shine your light through us, darkness will flee. So Father, we have your light. We have your word. So Father, equip us to stand strong, and we will not fear from the darkness that prevails right now. So Father, give us the strength that we will not fade away, that we will be here, and we will stand strong for your kingdom, and we will stand up for your kingdom. And Lord, use us in a mighty way. And we just praise your holy name today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Verse 12, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. I'm going to read from Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times. Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how our Heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Before I start my reading, I was sitting back there praying, listening, wondering, hoping, thinking about this congregation, thinking about our nation and all the things that are going on. And I was thinking about that. Lead us not into temptation. We ask that for ourselves as Christians, and yet our nation has not only accepted the temptation, they have run to it, and they have embraced the evil one and following him wholeheartedly. And how much that we need to resist the temptation of being upset and mean and losing control of our emotions. And before we know it, we're mad at family members or friends or coworkers. And we've fallen into that temptation. And then the evil one gets his hook in us. And before you know it, you have to ask for forgiveness. because you spoke and a whole bunch of blah came out. My first reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. And this is our Lord speaking. And he says in chapter 5, starting in verse 37, simply let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. How often does our tongue get ahead of our hearts and the emotion that's behind it? Before we know it, we say things that we wish we had not said. And once said, you can't take them back. In our hymnal, we sang the Lord's Prayer at 168, but at 169 there was a song, and it says, before we sing our next song, it says, I need thee every hour. And in verse 3, it reads, it sings, I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Well, I'm sorry, in verse 2, I need thee every hour, stay thou near by. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. We need to have our Lord Jesus as close to us as we can feel him and realize that he's always there. So if you would turn your hymnals to song 480, what we really need is, I want Jesus to walk with me. My final scripture reading is found in James, the first chapter, verses 13 and 15. It reads, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death. I'd like to read a little further. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all that he created. May there be a blessing in the reading, in the hearing, in the doing of God's holy word.
And to take it right from where Brother David left off, because we know that no temptation has befallen us except that which is common to man. In other words, we've created it. We've allowed it to come. But then, too, if we're to move forward, we've got to do something as well. And that means we need to turn our lives back over to the one who really has the keys, right? He went into hell to get them. So let's turn ourselves back over to him, because we know he is able to do more than we could ever hope or dream. And in order to do that, then that means we need to invite God back into our lives as a church and then as a nation. So as we close this day, I would truly like us to begin with hymn number 150, Spirit of the Living God, asking the Living God to fall fresh on us. Because without that fresh and new reality in our lives, we're going to repeat the same old stuff. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to walk down that road anymore. There's a new road, and it's narrow, and few may find it. But if there's a bunch of us on it screaming, it might catch some people's attention. This needs to be the cry of our nation. This needs to be the cry of a peoples who truly wants to change what is happening around us, to be leaders in a land that truly is the home of the brave, the home of the free. And as we have that vision, it's not our vision, it's God's vision cast down upon us, and that we capture it in our hearts and walk steadfast to it, toward it. We know He will bring it to completion in that great and fateful day. Oh, let us sing as a nation should, "Be Thou My Vision." As we move forward from this place, we know that there are going to be times and trials. We know that there are going to be difficulties in our land and in our lives. But the one thing I want everyone here to realize and hold fast to is this reality that we know, that we may not know what tomorrow holds, but we certainly know who holds tomorrow and who holds our hands. And His name is Jesus Christ. Please receive the benediction this day. And now to God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.